Hello there, welcome back to another episode of On the Table Podcast, where everything is on the table and nothing is off limits. Today, we're going to be doing something a little different. We're going to be reviewing two shows, well, one full season of one show, and the first two episodes of another. And the shows, as ever mentioned in the title, is That 90s Show on Netflix, and then Gotham Knights, which is a brand new show. Both are, I guess, relatively brand new. The Gotham Knights is in its second episode, third episode, hopefully coming out next week. So let's go ahead and get into That 90s Show. Just be a brief summary, and not really a brief summary, but my review of season one. And it's been confirmed, kind of officially, that another season is on its way. So That 90s Show, it can be found on Netflix. I highly suggest checking it out. Now, when I first saw that, I was like, interesting. That 90s Show, it also has like the photo that reminded me of That 70s Show. So I was like, I wonder if this is going to be like a cheesy, cheeky spinoff where it's like it's not related whatsoever. Well, spoiler alert, as obviously there's going to be spoilers here, it is not just a runoff or a spin-off of That 70s Show, which if you have not checked that show out, I highly recommend it. It is a great show that I used to watch quite a bit of. I have not seen every episode, but I really want to find it. It might be on Netflix, seeing as how they have That 90s Show, but I cannot speak for certain, as I haven't had time to look lately. But I do know I'm going to try and look and at least find it, so I kind of know where it is, so when I have time to watch it, I can watch it, because I want to grind the heck out of it, especially and then rewatch the first season, just because, yeah. So basically, again, spoiler alert, the two characters come back. I'm not, you know, it's, I forget their names. Sorry, it's Eric and the one who married the redhead. Again, I forget the names off the top of my head, but they come back to Point Place. I think was Point Place, Colorado. I can't remember where it is, but I know it's Point Place. So they come back and visit their, or Eric's mom and father. So, you know, good old Grumpy Red and the wonderful wife there, whose name again escapes me. So they come back to visit, they bring their daughter, whose name is absolutely fantastic, and I vaguely remember there being a conversation of if we have, or Eric saying, you know, he was dating the redhead, hey, you know, if we have kids, that I want the daughter's name to be blank. I'm not trying to spoil too much. And then she was like, yeah, we'll see about that. And, well, they did it. I think it was great. Basically, then the daughter then stays instead of going to space camp with dad, which... Okay, of course, Eric is still as nerdy as always, if not nerdier. Keep in mind, this takes place in the 90s. Because, you know, like 20 years later. And, yeah, so she stays, she meets some friends. So in the first episode, we see quite a few of the original characters kind of brought back. Some couple times. Some a few times. And then, you know, we see a few more throughout, you know, the rest of the season. Again, some a couple times, some a few, whatever. And, but again, we're kind of following the daughter and her struggles. And it's kind of funny because you can see, like, some of the things that brought down from one generation to the next. Like, of course, the Kelso. Basically, she starts dating a Kelso. If you've seen the 70s show, you know what that means. Oh, goodness. It's actually not as Kelso-y as you would think, to be honest. But, so overall, I think it's really great. I cannot wait for the next season. It's clear that they really did the research, and I feel like they really watched every single episode. They say, hey, you know what? This is great. I almost kind of feel like it was in the planning. Like, when they did That 70s show, they said, hey, you know what, if this, especially once it started doing well, I'll say, you know what, let's wait about 20 years. And I don't know if they waited actually 20 years, I don't know when the 70s show was filmed, but I feel like they waited at least 10 years or so. And then, so they waited for the characters to age some, maybe they used some CGI or some makeup, I don't know, to really make them, you know, age that 20-year gap, whatever. But then they said, you know, let's really plan this out and kind of have a baseline for that, what the future is going to hold, and then they did it, and it turned out wonderfully. And I am, like I said, stoked for season two. I think season one has about 10 episodes. I will tell you this, though, they had a lot, and I mean a lot of opportunities for some flashbacks, which really would have added to it. Like, I know, basically the kids find a stash and do kind of the same thing in the basement. There is that. And then, of course, Red's not happy about them being back. But, of course, the wife, who was a mother, now grandmother, is stoked to have, kids again in the house. And, just so much. It's such a great show. So, again, I'd highly recommend checking it out if you have Netflix. So 10 episodes, fantastic. They did have some chances for some flashbacks, but they only did one. So I feel like some more flashbacks, it definitely would have given it some more depth. So the next show we're going to go ahead and get into is going to be Gotham Knights on CW. And then, of course, as season two comes out of that 90s show, I will, of course, watch that and let y'all know what I think. Let's get into the next show, which of course is Gotham Knights. Again, is on the CW, or the CW, whatever it's called nowadays. Alright, so I'm not sure how to put this, because I like it, but there's so many things that confuse me that I guess I should probably back up. So I'm a huge fan of Batman, but I've never really read the comics. I almost feel like this is based off that new video game that just released recently, but I haven't played it. I haven't seen any gameplay of it, so if I have the money, I'm going to have to get it and play through it and really kind of figure it out. Because, let me just set the premise. So again, spoiler alert, if you don't want to spoil any for it at all, then go ahead and just click out. No worries, you can always catch the next episode on whatever the heck we talk about. But, episode one. Okay, so the first episode starts out really strong. Long story short, Batman's dead. Gets killed by some mystery person who we kind of figure out who it is. We don't really figure out who it is quite yet. I mean, there's kind of like a hint that it could be, but I mean, come on, it's freaking Batman. He survived all kinds of stuff. But anyways, find him dead. People are set up and he had adopted an orphan. I forget how the kid became an orphan. The kid became an orphan, and then, Bruce Wayne adopted him. He never knew that his father was Batman, but then there's Robin, but the Robin's a female, which I don't have a problem with, but I do have a problem with. It's kind of like, her costume really isn't like what I would think of a Robin costume to be. Probably because, I grouped up with the red and black and gold, but I feel like all she does, she puts on like these goggles, and that's boom, that's Robin right there, which doesn't really feel like that's Batman to me, kind of almost feels like more like Catwoman, to be honest, but, or Catgirl, I guess, kitten girl, I'm not sure would be the technical term for that, but anyway. Because she's technically a girl, of course, but like a daughter of a grown woman, but like a child or a minor, whatever, so under 18. Anywho, so she's there. She saves him. This is, of course, the adopted son of Bruce Wayne, who has been accused of killing Bruce Wayne, aka Batman. So, of course, the whole city finds out that Bruce Wayne is Batman. And then, yeah, so basically, they're trying to prove their innocence, because we have broke in and discovered that he was dead. Were hired by somebody, so they trying to figure that out. And also who framed, Bruce Wayne's son. But of course, nobody believes him except for, obviously, one of his friends. Him being, of course, the son. So, there are some things that confuse me. And again, I'm going to guess that this is the only way I can explain this without really knowing is I want to take a wild guess and say that this happens in a completely different universe. I say that because in all the Batmans that I have seen, from the original show back in the 60s, 50s, 60s, whatever it is. The cartoon series that I watched, even the few comic books that I have seen, that I have read through, the movies. So, you know, Bruce Wayne is young when he becomes Batman. Like probably, let's say his 20s, 30s max, right? Okay, so then we have Gordon, who's like an older, seasoned detective. Like, he's even got some gray in him, especially as he goes up to be captain or whatever, right? So he gets older, so it's clear that he is a lot older than Batman and Bruce Wayne. Like, at least 50s, 60s. Give or take. But it's clear that he is not a young man by any means. I mean, he's still got a lot of pep in his step, don't get me wrong, but he is not, you know, 20, 30s. He might be late 40s at the earliest, which, again, I heavily doubt. However, in the series, and again, spoiler alert, he is a younger... He's young. He's a young guy. He's, like, 20s, maybe 30s. I mean, he might be in his early 40s at the oldest, so that doesn't line up. And then, of course, you have good old Harvey Dent. Y'all remember Harvey Dent, who burned in a fire, or half of him burned in a fire, and then he became Two-Face. Everybody knows this. Everybody knows that, you know, Harvey Dent has half of his face burned, half not burned, and boom, he's Two-Face. And I think there might have been one movie or something where he kind of makes like a redemption or whatever. I can't remember exactly, but I feel like there is one. But still, he has Two-Face. Maybe he has, I can't remember. But even if he had plastic surgery, it wouldn't look as good as it does now. Of course, maybe it does. I don't know. But I don't think he had plastic surgery. I think like he did try to redeem himself or something like that, but I can't remember. Maybe he wanted to. But again, he still had half of a normal face and the other half burnt to crisp. No. And of course, he's not DA anymore because, I mean, you know, he's Two-Face, became a villain. Then also, you know, he's a villain, so no, he's a bad guy. He's a criminal. So no one would say, yeah, I want you, Harvey Dent, as a DA, a former criminal mastermind who tried to take over the city and whatever the crap did. But no, he is the DA, who, of course, works for... Spoiler alert again, the Court of Owls, but it's not really surprising if we think about the depth and the reach and all that. But again, he's also got a normal face. And again, he's older, okay, I'll give him that. Of course, he wasn't really that old in the original Batman, of course, it is a little bit later. As I guess Alfred died, I really have no idea. Oh yeah, by the way, Alfred isn't there, okay? So there's this woman there that I don't even think we know her name. I don't think she's actually been introduced. Maybe she has, and I just haven't heard it. I'll have to rewatch the episodes. But yeah, I don't remember her name, but she's a younger woman. Alfred isn't there. She did mention that your dad had Alfred and you have me, as he's talking to the son. And yeah, so that confuses me. Now let's get into the, at least the things that I noticed in the second episode. I didn't notice anything in the first episode. I don't know if that's just because I really wasn't paying attention, or, like, I feel like I was trying to pay attention, but maybe I wasn't that good at paying attention to it, but, yeah. So, basically, there are two things in the last episode, or the most recent episode, the second episode, that visually, cinematically did not match up from one scene to another. So, again, spoiler alert, the Court of Owls, as you know, has this assassin that is referred to as the Talon that'll cut off your head if you get too close or you know too much, right? So even if you know too much, you've done them well over the years. If you fail once, you're now dead. Okay, that is seen in that episode that you will see if you watch that episode. I highly recommend it. So he's chasing, you know, obviously Bruce's son and, you know, the little group that he has accrued, which does consist of the Joker's daughter, which I didn't know Joker had a daughter, but okay. And yeah, so he's chasing her, she gets into a Wayne security vehicle that she used to get to a spot to do something, whatever. Long story short, it's obviously got ballistic windows, so he can't hit it, and he's trying to break the window to get to her, obviously he can't, because it's ballistic windows. So then what he does is he walks around, and that's kind of cool, it's good. But then, so he cuts the tank open and lets it spill out, and then he just scrapes his, and I love how he, like, taps it, just. Of course, yeah, it makes more like a metallic sound, or more of a clinking sound than just that butt and thud. But it's really cool, really smooth, I like that. And then he sparks it and sets it on fire, and then, like, you know, obviously the tank, but it's not an immediate flame in the tank, it's like, the car doesn't immediately catch fire, it actually builds up to that, like, it works its way to that. But then, at one part of the scene, the fire gets so bad that, okay, now it's actually on the, pretty much surrounding all the car, the right, the left, the back, but not the front, which is interesting, but okay. At least definitely the driver's side, so, you know, the left of the car, you know, all the way from, like, the front door all the way to the back, where the gas tank is, and the whole back is a flame, whatever. And keep in mind, it's not raining in the scene. There's no sea mist coming in. There's no birds coming flying about and just taking a dump and putting it out. So then the friends come and, you know, knock the dude back and they open the door. But wait a second. There's all of a sudden no flame next to the door. I'm like, there's literally no flame there at all. And I know the fire wouldn't just go out like that. At least not that quick. There'll still be somewhat of a flame. So there is that. And then another thing is, so they had to break into the Wayne Tower to get some journals to figure out, you know, what the dad knew. This is, you know, this is a little bit before this. So then as they're taking out the son is looking at it, he's telling his friend, yeah, this person beat us, somebody beat us here, and they took out the page, they tore out the pages. And you can see that it looks like some pages have been ripped. Okay, you know, give that. That's cool. Cool fact. But then we see who took it. I'm not going to spoil it. But we see who took it. And the person unrolls it. And you can clearly see that both sides of the paper are precision cut. There are no rips. There's no... And it would be, like, massive. It would be obvious because... You know, like, they made it really obvious that, like, three or four how many pages were fully ripped out. There's, you know, like, you were almost sort of expecting to rip. There's dents in, dents out, all different pages, all different sizes. But yet, again, it's not there. It's a nice, clean cut on either side. So that kind of irritates me. So Gotham Knights, I think it's really good so far. I'm really ecstatic for the next episode to come out. And I'm curious to see where it's going from here. And I am really curious to try and buy the Gotham Knights video game and see if it is in line with that. I'm also going to ask some friends that, you know, probably really read the comic books, and have probably really kept up with the whole Batman thing a lot better than I have. You know, on one, if they've seen the show, and kind of, you know, do they know where this came from? Does this set in another universe? Like, we're... You know, so it's, of course, I don't want to spoil it for them if they haven't. But yeah, so there you have it. That's my review of That 90s Show and Gotham Knights. Both shows are fantabulous. I cannot wait for season 2 of That 90s Show, and I cannot wait for episode 3 of Gotham Knights. So I like this. If you like this series so far, go ahead and smash it. Like, if you have it up there, if you can, subscribe, follow, whatever. If you can, I think it's only on Spotify, but if you're listening to us on Spotify, go ahead and leave a voice message, and we'll try and play it in the next episode. If you can, leave a comment, let me know what you think. Stay tuned, stay awesome, thank you all so much for listening in.